And with that crick, crack, cruck of his three-lunged squall, from which grief had usurped every smile, big, hot-tempered, husky, fusky, crenfy, strenfy poodleizer, such as he was, he virtually broke down on the moorhead, getting quite jerry over her, overpowered by himself with the love of the tears of her that he twined through her hair, for sure he was the soft, sample-gone slob of the world, with a heart like Montgomery's in his show-chest, and Harvey loads of feeling in him, and as innocent, as undesignful, as the fresh-fallen caliph. Still, grossly unselfish in sick self, he dished all arms away, and laughed it off with a wipe at his pudgies and a gulp apologetic, healing his tear by the smale of his oi, ooglin' around. Him belly no belong so low mo' pigeon. Ali bully. Foolies gulper. Mind you now, that he was in the dumpest of earnest, although him jaw were too creepy or talk earth and herther. Mode like that, only he stopped short in looking up, up, up from his tide-shackled wrist through the ghost of an ocean's, the weeds of pantiful heathens of Joe Peter's gassy totem, as they are not telling not, but were and will be, all told, scruting far back into the far-gone ahead, to feel out what age and years, tropical, ecclesiastic, civil, or sidereal, he might find by the serious point-stand of Charlie's Wain. What between the spheres, sledding along the lacteal, and the mansions of the blessed, turning on old times. As erewhile had he craved of thus, the dreams could windle neck lassoed him, his thumbs fell into his fists, and loosening the harmonical balance of his ball-bearing extremities, by the holy kettle, like a flask of lightning, over he careened, oh, the sons of the fathers, by the mighty fine weight of his barrel, all that prevented the happering of who, if not the asterisks, betwink themselves shall ever. And as the wisest postlude course he could play-act, collapsed in ensemble, and rolled buoyantly backwards in less than a twinkling, via Radigan's corner, out of farther earshot, with his highly curious mode of slipper-shod motion, sure-foot, sore-foot, slick-foot, slack-foot, linkman lazily, lampman lougy, and by Kilester's lapes and falls, with corks, staves, and tree-leaves, and more bubbles to his keel-row a fairish and easy way enough, as the town-cow cries behind the times in the direction of MacAuliffe's, the Crusade House, open the door softly, down in the valley, before he was really uprighted ere in a dip of the downs, voila! He spurlessly disappalled and vanished, like a popo down a papa, from circular circulatio. Amen.